message today about fulfilling your dreams. I know you're going to be blessed by it. It's going to be awesome. Praise the Lord. Okay.
Morning. How's everybody doing? Let me get situated. Okay. There we go.
Tessie, hello. Well, welcome this morning. Y'all doing okay? Well, praise the Lord. Well, I better get started. I'm going to talk to you this morning about how your dreams can come true. Amen. We all have dreams in our heart and that we'd like to see come true. And this is the good news I have for you, that with God, it can happen. Amen. Have you ever noticed that sometimes life gets in the way of our dreams coming true? Have you ever noticed sometimes that people get in the way of our dreams? It seems that way, that people are getting in the way. But you know what? When you're trusting God with your life, when you're believing God, and I'm going to get into that in a few minutes, you know, God can make it happen if he wants to make it happen. And if it doesn't happen, then we're going to learn how that we can just, you know, go with that flow and believe God and still be blessed in this life. Amen? Well, speaking of hurricanes in the Bahamas, one of my dreams that I had for a long time didn't come true for me. This was back when the kids were really little. It was my first cruise. Bill and I went on the Disney Cruise Line to the Bahamas. And on the way back, they said, we're going to stop by our private island, and you can do anything you want all day long. You can snorkel. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my dream. That's going to be the highlight of the trip. I get to snorkel in those beautiful clear waters all day long. So we had a room with a balcony, and I went out on the balcony, and about 7 o'clock in the morning, we were pulling into the dock, and there it was, you know, people on the beach, and, you know, another cruise ship or two, and we were pulling in. I was like, oh, I can't wait, I've been looking for this, forward to this for years, da, da, da. And all of a sudden, the ship started backing out and pulling away. And there was a hurricane, and had caused too much trouble. The captain gets on the intercom and says, we're not going to be able to stop at our island today. We're going to have to head back to Fort Lauderdale because it's too wavy, and we'll crash going into that dock. And I was, oh, I literally burst into tears looking at it leave, you know, no. I was like, Lord, I'm so disappointed. Oh, my gosh, what happened with that? And I had to just kind of get it together, regroup, and move on. Sometimes that's what we have to do with things, you know, right? Am I right about that? And so sometimes it's just sad. I was a little sad after that, you know, but there were other things in life that I had to learn how to be grateful for. And, you know, sometimes when we don't get our dreams, that seems so okay. You know, it's okay. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, I've been wanting to do that forever. It's just disappointing. It's disillusioning and discouraging. But I want to tell you today that you can live a life without that, in that aspect in your life, no matter what happens in your life. You can move on, and you can be blessed and have dreams come true. I have a question. You might wonder, first of all, you might wonder how I can make this claim that your dreams can come true. God is not partial. I've had many dreams come true, and I'm going to tell you about them this morning, a few of them. And I hope my testimonies will be encouraging to you. Here's some things we need to know. In order for us to see our God-given dreams come true, we must dream. You got to start somewhere. You got to start with a dream. And you got to dream big. And I'm going to explain that in a few minutes. Don't allow complacency to come into your life. What complacency is like a feeling of satisfaction, even though there's a potential danger. There's potential issues there. You can just have this sense of, you know, well, it's going to be okay. Well, I'm, you know, you can be like an ostrich that sticks your head in the sand and go, you know what? I don't see any trouble. That's not faith. That's not believing God. There's a difference between complacency and rest. God calls us to be in rest. And when we're in the rest of the Lord, in Hebrews, look it up later. I think it's Hebrews 6. When we're in the rest of the Lord, we're going to be actively believing God for something, actively trusting him for something, for our dream and for our hopes. And but we're going to relax in that also, knowing, you know, believing that these things are going to come to pass, or you know, God's going to help us, God's going to take care of the situation. But complacency is going, you know, Puerto Vida. You know, I was in Costa Rica. It was so much fun. You know, it's just like, oh, life is good. Well, sometimes life isn't good. And sometimes you have to face the music. Sometimes you have to deal with things. And it gets hard. And you have to go, I'm going to trust you, God, for a good outcome in this situation. Amen. You've got to be vigilant. And you got to move forward. So look in your notes right now. And number one, if you're taking notes, the first fill in the blank is God wants us to dream. That's the number one criteria to see your dreams come true. And that's obvious. But we need to dream big. We need to embrace our dreams. And then we'll realize our dreams and that they have come true. Because if you don't dream, then you're hopeless. You don't have any hope. And if you don't have any hope and you don't have a dream, then it's all over, basically. I mean, you know, it could just go downhill from there. Because in life, everything's going to come against you negatively. That's just all there is to it. I mean, if you haven't noticed, if you just kind of go with that flow, but, you know, as Christians, we have to receive the blessing of the Lord. We have to swim upstream. We have to go against that current of the curse that's on this earth. And we have to believe God for his goodness, because the Bible says he is good. And he loves us. And if he loves us and he's good, he has good things in mind for us. So, it is okay to dream. God wants us to dream. But the dream, the kind of dream that we're going to have, it depends. It depends on what God's plan and purpose is for our life. Anybody in the Bible that accomplished anything for God had a dream and had a big dream. They had a desire for something to happen. They had a vision. That's kind of what a vision is. It's not like necessarily a vision like you hear of that happens. You know, people, oh, I had a vision. I saw this, this, and this. You know, but what I'm talking about when I say vision is to have kind of a dream, a hope of how your future is going to play out. Because we all only have so many days in this world. You know, the Bible says count, you know, number your days. It's just like, think about it. I mean, for me at my age, 63 years old, I'm thinking, you know, if I live to be 100, I still only have 30 years or so left, you know. And it's just I have so many years on this earth to fulfill the plan of God, to lay up treasures in heaven. Because that's what the Bible says when we do things for the Lord here, you know, when we're obeying him, we're laying up treasures in heaven. So when we get there, we'll be so happy about that. Amen. So let's see. Some examples of some of the people in the Bible that did some great things for God was Moses. You know, he was in the king's palace. He was in, you know, in you know, almost like in symbolically a Babylon situation. You know, there's idolatry and all. And, you know, God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was the furthest thing from his family's mind. But he was originally a Hebrew, an Israelite, and God had a call on his life, and he began to realize that, and he began to feel that God was telling him, you go take those children of Israel out of this slavery into the promised land that God has for them. And so from A to B, it wasn't easy for him. But he knew he had that call. He felt that pull, you know, and God blessed that situation overall. It was difficult just because God's called you something, just because you have a dream and a hope and a vision in your heart doesn't mean that everything's going to go just so. Esther, Queen Esther. Everybody knows who Queen Esther is, I think. Little Jewish girl, actually was an orphan, you know, and the prince or the king of the nation there at that time was looking for a wife. It was kind of like a Cinderella story. And he put it out there, you know, want all the young pretty maidens to come in, and I'm going to pick my wife out of them. And, you know, she got that desire to go try out for that. And her uncle blessed her, encouraged her. That's who her father was at the time, her dad. And she went in faith. And, you know, it was wonderful up to the point where she was going to have to do what God told her to do to really fulfill the plan and mission of God for her life. And probably, I mean, can you imagine put yourself in that situation where you have to go before the king? And in the way it was, if you read the story, she was going to ask for the Israelites to be spared of destruction that this evil man in the kingdom wanted to do, that was friends with the king. And she had to ask him for you know, protection and everything. And if he didn't like it, when she came up to present him with this, he could have her killed. I mean, it was a different culture, yeah, and everything. You have to understand that, but you have to understand that she was putting her life on the line for the calling dream. Up to that point, she was pampered. She got the best clothes. She had all these people making over, spa day every day. I mean, you know, it was wonderful. But when it got to the point where God said, this is it, this is what I've called you to, this is why, you know, you've moved forward in this dream. So my point is that God has a dream for you, but it's to move forward in that dream and in that hope to accomplish his plan for our lives, because we're not born for ourselves. We're not, none of us are born to ourselves to do whatever we want. We're born to know God and then in this world to fulfill his plan for us. Amen? Okay, so let's see. Number two on your notes, don't allow yourself to become complacent. And I talked to you a little bit about that already before. In Hebrews 4, God wants us to rest, to have faith, to rely on him, and not to say, you know, you can get into trouble when you initially pray. God gives you a vision. God gives you a desire to do something, and you're happy about that, and you're in agreement with that, and you're moving forward, and maybe it's not coming to pass in the timing that you think it should come to pass. Maybe things are happening a little different than you had envisioned them to happen from A to B in that process. And so you can really mess things up when you take things into your own hands. And Abraham did this with, in his situation where God told him he was going to have a baby. And that's a long story, and I don't want to get into it, you know, but he kind of took matters in his own hands, and it messed up a lot of things. So we don't want to do that. Amen? Okay. And, you know, when we dream big and we dream God's dreams, when they come to pass, guess what happens? He gets the glory. He gets the honor for it. We have to be willing to let him do that because that's what it's all about. And just a few years ago, for a little bit of background, I've lost track, like 6 years ago, I was leading, when we first started the church, I led the music group for years, and I did leadership training. And before we moved, you know, when we were back in Micanopy for years, I did led the dream team, did training, had Master School of Leadership, which I love because leadership is, I know what I'm wired for, to teach that and to be involved in that leadership training. And I just began to feel a sense of discontent, not, you know, unsatisfaction doing what I was doing. And there were different things playing into that. I was just like questioning God, what's going on? You know, there's no grace here for me to do this or something. I mean, am I messed up? I mean, what's messed up here? And the Lord began to reveal to me, nothing's messed up. I'm closing this door and opening this door. And that's the way he does it sometimes. And so I went to Santa Fe. I was a nurse in Santa Fe College in nursing 38, 40 years ago. I was in my early 20s. And I thought, well, you know, I got this download from the Lord when I was seeking him to go back to school and get my degree in leadership. But I didn't want to go to UF initially. That's where my major was going to be. I thought, I'll go back to Santa Fe. Don't you know, miraculous. One thing after another, I felt like I was riding a wave and I couldn't stop. And the doors were opening, and you're going to get financial aid, and you get this grant, and you get these credits brought back that we don't even have classes for anymore. And, you know, it was just confirmation after confirmation that this is what God wanted me to do. So I enrolled, and it took me 3 years to get through there, but I got through it. And that last summer, I had to take college algebra. Not do you know me, algebra, math. Well, anyway, I felt like I was never, okay, I applied to UF, I got in, I was so excited, I'm like, oh, I'll be in UF in September. By the middle of the summer, I thought I was going to lose my mind. I was like, Lord, what's going on? What's going on? I'm going to fail this class, and I'm not going to be able to go to UF. I thought, I'm never going to get out of Santa Fe with biology and algebra. And I just began to seek the Lord, and we were on vacation over in St. Augustine when after I took my final, actually back up a little bit, I took my final, I gave my paper to my teacher. I didn't have like but a third of it done at the most. And I knew I was failing that class. And I talked to my teacher and everything. And she goes, well, is this your last math class? I said, yes. I'm like, look at math again for the rest of my life, which is not true. Now I'm already dealing with it. But anyway, she said, well, come back and you're going to be able to take your final again. I went back, took my final. Went back on vacation. I said, Lord, it's in your hands. At that point, you got, Lord, it's in your hands. I'm doing everything I know how to do. I believe this is what you call me to do. Next thing I know, There's my grade. I passed. Next thing I know, in a matter of weeks, I'm at UF. And I am loving, living the dream. My woo-woo, praise God. I'm making straight A's, and I still have straight A's. And now my dream is to graduate in May with a 4.0 at summa cum laude, I hope. We'll see. I'm just like, Lord, I'm going to do the best I can, but I am not going to kill myself over this. Amen? And then God will bless me. Either way, I'm grateful, and I'm so blessed, and I'm so happy that I'm in the dream. It was hard at times, but and I know it's going to continue to be hard at times. That's life. Amen? So on number 4 on your notes, embrace your God-given dreams. Number 5, how? You got to do what it takes. You got to pray, believe, position yourself by walking in love. Yes, walking in love. Because you don't walk in love, you don't have any faith. And if you don't have any faith, you can't do what God's called you to do. And then don't grow weary in well-doing. The Bible says if you don't grow weary in well-doing, then you will reap. If you grow weary, guess what happens? Somebody tell me. If you grow weary in the process, what happens? You won't reap. You won't reap. You won't get that blessing. You won't be able to enjoy the promises of God. Ephesians 6:13, you might want to write this down. Do everything you can to stand firm on his promises. Do you feel like you're doing everything you can to stand firm on his promises? Well, if you're not, you're being complacent. All right, we got to think about Joseph in Genesis 37. People don't know who Joseph is. He was a young man in a big family of a bunch of guys, and God began to give him a dream when he was a little boy. Actually, his father could see that he was pretty special and made him a little coat of many colors, the Bible talks about. And his brothers were jealous of him. And so even though in his heart he knew God was going to do great things for him, he had a dream in his heart that God was going to do great things through him, even as a young person. He went through a lot to get to the palace. And getting to the palace, you know, was the real thing. If you want to read that story in Genesis 37, I'm not going to go there for sake of time this morning, but, you know, he had a lot of setbacks, what appeared to be setbacks. How many know that we have setbacks and it can be really disheartening and discouraging, right? But these setbacks were setups. And if we're trusting God and we're going what appears to be setups, we got to go, this is a setup. God, I'm going to praise you. God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to believe, and I'm going to keep moving forward. And then we'll end up, so to speak, in the palace, and that's an awesome story. You just won't believe it if you haven't read that. Genesis 37, the first book in the Bible. And finally, we will realize after we've done all these things that we'll experience our dream come true. And I'm experiencing the dream come true right now. But I'm not going to stop dreaming. I'm praying and seeking God. What's my next dream? What am I going to do when I graduate? I'm considering going to graduate school, but should I get a job? You know, and I'm praying, I'm seeking the Lord, and I'm going to move forward and dream, because anything I'm doing right now, trust me, it is not my own strength. I have people comment on I'll put it on Facebook, you know, I made a 4.0. Oh, Rebecca, you're so smart. No, I'm smart by the grace of God, I'll tell you that. And you can do anything God called you to do. That's the thing. And he gets all the glory. Amen. So realizing a dream is like a birthing process. You have to be patient through those 9 months or so. You know, sometimes people go through morning sickness and super sick and you're tired and you just feel heavy and it's rough, but hanging in there, you know, you're going to get that baby that you're happy about, right? So you have to be willing to go up to the point where your baby is going to be birthed. And guess what happens there? You've got to push and push and push for that dream to come through. I'll never forget having Rachel. I thought I was going to blow the top of my head off to get her out. And I was actually, I broke out in blood blisters all over my face and my chest. I was like, wow. And but then I got my little baby and I was all happy and everything's okay and everything worked out. Look around this morning at this building. For those of us who've been around forever, this is a dream coming true. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And I know for Bill and for many people, this past few months of getting in here has been like a birthing process, right? Push, push, push. Well, was it worth it? Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to encourage Bill, too, because he really, really, he just really pushed it. And without him doing that, this wouldn't have happened. And I just praise God for that, because this is a dream we've had for a long time. Some of you only been around for a few years. You just don't know what it's been like trying to sit for me on that front row with that post right there all these years going, I hate that post. I've done everything I know how to do, excuse me, to get out of that place. And it finally came to pass. Glory. Joel Osteen, a preacher on TV, says something that I love his ministry on Sirius Radio and his books and things like that. He really encourages people to see their dreams come true. And he says, always remember this, that God is working behind the scenes. And when you're in a situation where it looks hopeless and you know God's has a dream for you that's going to come true, you got to go, Lord, I'm trusting you that you're working behind the scenes. And I really have... every time that I face a discouraging moment or disheartening situation where I'm like, that dream's not going to come to pass, okay, you know, then I begin to feel it rumble again in my spirit. And I'm like, no, that's a dream from God. That's a dream from God. So, Lord, I'm trusting that you're working behind the scenes and it is going to come to pass. We just have to remain in faith and remain faithful to him. You can't be doing all kinds of flaky stuff and expect God to bless you. That's just all there is to it. We don't earn it, but we got to position ourselves. Amen. I had some dreams come true this past summer. I was so excited. Praise God. God is good. And I had this desire to travel this past summer. And I don't know, Bill doesn't like to travel that much, and I love to travel. And so, but I didn't have any money, and I didn't know what was going to happen. And so starting about March, I was like, wow, Lord, you know, well, I'd love to go to the Caribbean because I love the Caribbean. Or I'd love to go to California. I used to live in California. And I was just missing some friends and just missing my old stomping grounds. I was like, I want to go see everybody. And I thought, okay, well, whatever. All of a sudden, a friend of mine said, oh, I'm having a birthday party. Why don't you come out? And I said, okay, I'm going to try, okay? And so that was in L.A., and then my teacher said, you know, I'm going to the Costa Rica. Why, you know, who can go? We're going to do a study abroad down there. I said, I want to go. So I did everything to position myself for all of that, right? And I didn't have any money or anything at this point. And all of a sudden, I got this. I realized that through financial aid that I hadn't accessed this part of my loan. And even though it wasn't cash in my hand, it was cash in my hand. And I was like, okay, God, because I know that God's going to help me pay that. But I was able to access that loan. Plus, I got an extra scholarship at that point. And I said, okay, this is of God. And I'm telling you, one thing after another, everything fell into place. Now, since we're family, Bill said we're family, right? I'm going to hold y'all captive this morning to my family photos of my vacay that God blessed me on my two vacations. So let's put that slideshow up. And I'm going to this is like evidence that God can do great things. Well, here I am in my car. I got to tell you this. I had this little old tin can, and to run around on the 405 freeway in a tin can is life-threatening. And I said, but that's all I can afford. So when I get to the car rental place, they said, oh, you know what? American Airlines has a promotion right now. You want a luxury car? And only, I got to tell you, on the plane, I said, Lord, boy, I'd love to have a luxury car to run around L.A. and especially to go to my friend's birthday party that's on a yacht. I said, please, Lord, please. That would be so much fun. But if not, I'm just grateful to get to be here, right? I come up to the thing, and they said, oh, we can upgrade you to a luxury car. You want it? And I'm like, duh, yes. I was like, praise God. I got this little Infiniti sports car. I got to run around in the whole time I was there. And then there's a place right there in West L.A. that I got to go see by UCLA that where Bill and I used to stand on the street corner and preach. Okay, next slide. I got to hurry, man. Okay, there's going down the freeway, which I love. I love L.A. I'm sorry. I don't like the earthquakes. And then my friend Kathy was my old roommate. We met, and we went running around down in Redondo Beach. Okay, next slide. And then there's my friend on the yacht, and it's his birthday party. He actually became a Christian when we were in the campus ministry at UCLA. And he had been raised Buddhist. He's Chinese. He was raised in Chinatown. He and his sister, they went to UCLA, and they came to a meeting that we were holding on campus at UCLA and became Christians. And see the next picture? That's me and my roommate and this other young, beautiful lady there. She came up to me on the ship, on the yacht, and said, hey, do you remember me? I said, no. She said, I came to a meeting with Ed and Donna, the Chinese guy, and his sister, and I was I was freaked out. She went to UCLA. She was Buddhist, and she came in there. It was a prophetic prayer meeting. And some people gave her some words and everything. She left. She just left in the middle of it. She was freaked out. She goes, well, guess what? Within a couple of years, I got saved, born again. I'm on fire for God, and thank you so much. That, like, cracked the ceiling for me, and now I'm on fire for God. And I was, oh, it was so exciting. Got to see some old friends. But that especially, I said, that's going to be what heaven's going to be like. We're witnessing to people. We're loving on them. They don't always like it, but when we get to heaven, we're going to go. They're going to go, hey, thank you. I'm here. We're here. Yay. All right. The next slide. That's Malibu, which I love. I'm sorry. I love Malibu. It's just so beautiful. It's going up the Pacific Coast Highway. I got to go see another friend up in Oxnard, which is a couple an hour, 30 minutes north of L.A. She lives on the coast there, so I got to drive up that way and enjoyed it. Next slide. There's the Pacific Coast Highway. It's just like, and then, okay. And then this next slide, I come home for a week long enough, and I'm loving every second of this, long enough to wash my clothes, pack my suitcase, and go to Costa Rica. And there we are, me and my class on the beach. It was so beautiful. Went to the mountains, up to the rainforest. Okay, next slide. I kept telling everybody in my class, I told our guide, I want to see a sloth up close. I love little sloths, you know. And so, there I am with a little sloth. I got to go in the cage with him. I was the only one in our group that got to go. They go, Rebecca, Miss Rebecca, you want to go see the sloth? The guy goes, hey, I can take one person. I can let her go. I got to go down there and be with him. He was so cute. And then that little toucan, he was adorable too. Okay, next one. And then the waterfall. See those little teeny, 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 tiny figures down there? That's how big that waterfall was. And then over there was a cloud forest, which was beautiful. And we got to go up in there, and that's like above a rainforest. There was a cattle farm and everything. And okay, next slide. And then we went to Earth University, which we had no air conditioning while we were there. It's a place where they have a banana farm there and stuff like that. We learned all about what they grew. And the next slide. Met this beautiful lady from Nigeria, Christian. A lot of Christians there on fire for God. And they're like, oh, God brought me from Nigeria. It's a miracle. He opened doors. Da, da, da. And I was like, praise the Lord. We were all talking to each other and preaching and stuff. And then these little pigs in this guy's backyard I thought were so cute. But the thing, at 11 o'clock, we spent one night there at Earth University. I was laying in the bed, and all of a sudden, my bed started shaking. It's an earthquake. I was like, what in the world? Do you know, I was in so much faith and so much peace, I went back to sleep and missed two more tremors. Everybody's like, did you feel those tremors? I'm like, no, I just sleep like a log. That is unheard of for me. But I was just enjoying the goodness of God. In faith, amen, okay. And then, of course, there was a live volcano right there, right down the road from where we were. We got to eat this wonderful food. Next slide. And then we were at this beautiful place, this island. We went on this catamaran out on this island way, way out where the water was crystal clear and blue, see. And there was a whole bunch of young people. There was like 200 people on that catamaran. And there were like 175 young people on there. And they were all really nice and everything. We were sitting on the beach. I'm like, what in the world's going on down at that beach? They were baptizing those kids. And I went down there, and they were a Christian school from Jacksonville on a trip, and they were baptizing all those kids, and it was awesome. So I saw the blessing of the Lord. I got to enjoy myself. Was that the last slide? Was there any more? Oh, and there's Puerto Vida, you know, a little beach bar where you can, pure life. It was such a blessing, and that's going home on that catamaran. It's just on the way home. It was so beautiful. I was like, Lord, you're so good to me. Thank you so much. And that's the end of that. But when God blesses you, when you're in faith, you know, it really is wonderful. And our lifestyle can be like that most of the time if we don't let stuff get in the way. And that's how I want to encourage you this morning. So remember, dream big. Don't allow yourself to become complacent. Embrace your dreams and do what it takes, and then you will see your dreams come true. Amen. I hope somebody was encouraged this morning with this message. I do have one thing to say, though. If you're in a bad place today, you're discouraged, disheartened, hopeless somehow, I want to encourage you not to see dreaming as a daunting task. You've got to do whatever it takes. You've got to dream. You've got to hope, pray, seek God. And you've got to know that God is plenteous in redemption. He can redeem things. He can turn things around for you. He's wise. He's the master of planning and strategy. If you give it all to him, that's the key. Then he'll get you going in the right direction. He'll restructure your future from this point on. It's a new day, amen? And the key is to surrender all. You got to surrender all. You got to go, I trust you, God. Okay, I'm going with your flow. And you got to know what's going on, because sometimes people or situations or the devil is going to put stuff in front of you. You're going to go, oh, well, if that's your will, God, okay, I'm sick. And, you know, if that's your will. No, 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 no. You got to know what God's will is regarding stuff like that. And you got to go, no, no, no. No, I'm not having it. And then you got to know when to go, yes, I am having it. Thank you, Lord. Right? And that takes a lot of reading the word and praying. So decide today. Now, I wanted to tell you, promote my small group. I'm going to have a small group, and we're going to study this book called True North. Believe it or not, this is one of my textbooks for leadership. It's absolutely amazing. It is Christian, basically. And it is so encouraging, and you're going to help. It will help us find our passion, our True North. That's what True North is all about. What were you wired for? What are you called to do? So if you want to be a part of that, I'm going to post stuff on Facebook. You can talk to me. It depends on when we're going to have it, what time and where and so forth, depending on who wants to participate. It's going to be an opportunity to be mentored, empowered, and find your passion. And you need to start your journey today afresh. I want everybody to close their eyes right now. Just think about it. Just ask the Lord, you want to start your journey today afresh? Every day. I start my journey every day afresh, most every day. Just pray. Pray right now and tell the Lord that's what you want to do. Just tell him right now that's what you want in your life. And let him take the reins. Let him take the steering wheel. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. You know, that's so true. That's a good picture of the way it has to be. And he'll guide you and direct you into the blessed life that he has for you. You know, this life is not what it's all about. What it's all about is knowing him. What it's all about is being one with him. And then whatever he wants happens. And the best thing is that when we're standing with him in eternity, that's the best of it all. That's the end of it. That's the way it's supposed to be. And I want to encourage you today, if you don't feel like that's where you're at, afterwards we're going to have prayer teams up here that'll be able to pray with you. I'll be up here if you want me to pray with you. And God will bless you if you'll just let him. Amen. Amen.
Just stay in that attitude of prayer. I just feel like praying for you, with you, because I feel like there's some people you've given up on your dreams. You've just been so discouraged, or it's just been taking so long that you just kind of, well, maybe it wasn't God. And I would like to say this. There's good dreams, and then there's God's dreams. Sometimes you have dreams, they're your dreams, that you came up with, or society, or family, or somebody put it on you, and it's a dream, but there's a difference between good dreams and God dreams. And you need to sort through those in your life and see, get rid of the good dreams and hang on to the God dream. Now, the God dream will be a good dream, but the good dream isn't always a God dream, because it's something that will actually take you away from the destiny that God created for your life. So everybody should have some kind of hope, some kind of dream. I don't care how young you are, how old you are, there's still going to be things that you have to reach out for. That's what faith is, the substance of things hoped for. You never stop hoping. You never stop dreaming. If you're 100, there's one more grandchild. There's one more victory. Wherever you're at, if you're young, be sure that you've got God dreams. You've got the God vision for your life. So I believe this. You need to resurrect. There's maybe some dreams that you've given up on because they've taken so long, and that you need to resurrect. And then there's some dreams that you need to give up on to focus on the God dream. And I just want you to pray for a second. And I want God to speak to you and to show you anything, a dream that you need to put aside, and a dream that you need to resurrect and hold up. And don't ever give up on your dream. I'm glad Moses didn't give up on the dream. After 40 years, he thought it was his time, and he made a big mistake, and he left, and he went out into the desert for another 40 years, and then when he brought the people out, it was another 40 years till he brought them to the promised land. Never, ever, ever give up on the God dream. Father, I just ask you to reveal to everybody Dreams that are not of you that need to die. And dreams that are of you that they need to hold on to and never give up. Resurrect some of these dreams. I see some things being resurrected right now. Some of you have had a dream of being used of God in a supernatural way. You know I'm speaking to you right now. And it's just confirming. You've given up. You had the dream, you had the hope, you knew it was from God, but it took so long, and you've been through some junk. Talking to somebody right now. You've been through some tough stuff that made you say, I forget the dream, I just want to survive. And God would say to you today, I want you to survive, but I want you to dream again. And I want to resurrect the dream that you've let go. Pick it back up. It's never too late to be what you could have been. It's never too late to fulfill the dream of God. With God, it's always now. God's the God of the eternal now. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late with God. He exists apart from time. Time is immaterial to him. Faith is what's material to him. You need to put your faith back into that hope that you had, that dream of operating in the supernatural, seeing the blessings of God, having abundance, having the health, having the finances, having the strength, having the wisdom, having the opportunity. Pick it back up. Go ahead. Pick it back up. Take it. Take it right now. Take it right now. Don't ever let it go. Make a decision right now. Say, I'm taking it, and now I'm not going to ever let it go again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that's you, I just want you to stand to your feet. I don't usually do this. Stand to your feet and say, I'm laying hold of something. And as you do, go ahead, stand to your feet. I ask you to put your power now into these people. I release power. I break every lie of the devil, every assignment of the devil that said you're too this, too that, too little, too small, too whatever. I break it now in Jesus' name. Be gone. I break every lie of the devil. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said the thief comes to steal. He wants to steal your dream. Kill. Kill your dream. Destroy. Destroy your life. Destroy your destiny. Destroy your hope. Destroy your future. I break it now in Jesus' name. Get off of these people right now in the name of Jesus. And now I ask you to fill them supernaturally from the top of their head to the sole of their feet with hope that cannot die. Let your faith, now you hook your faith to that hope right now. You have to provide the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Lay hold of it right now. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Some dreams are being resurrected. Power is being released in your life because you took this stand. Because you're standing up, it's going to come to pass. You shall live and not die. Brother, come on up here. Come up here in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. I speak healing into this body from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Curse sickness and disease. Get off of him now. Get off of him. Go. 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 Don't come back. Everybody stretch your hand out to my brother. Healing. Thank you, Lord. You never turned anybody away who came to you for healing. Never, never, never. And your word said, you bore our pain. Carried away our disease. By the stripes laid on your back. Thank you. life to go to heaven. We never like to close our service because God works in the supernatural. If you died tonight, would you go to heaven? You might be here today. You say, I don't think so. Hope so. Not sure. I want to take care of that. That's the entrance into being able to dream and to be able to hear from God. You have to have a relationship with God. That's all Christianity is, a relationship. Being able to fellowship with your Father in heaven. Disciples said, asked Jesus, teach us to pray. He said, our Father who is in heaven. That's it. That's the essence of Christianity. Maybe you've never made that decision. You've never taken that step. That's why you're here today. You might be here. You say, I don't know. I'm not sure if I died tonight, I'd go to heaven. You need to be sure of it, and you can be sure tonight. Today, you can be sure. The Bible says, I've written to you, little children, that you may know that you have eternal life. You need to know. How do you get eternal life? Simple. You surrender your life to Christ. You ask him to forgive all your sins. He comes, he lives on the inside of you, he makes you a new person. It just happens like that by an act of your faith. If you've never done that, that's why you're here, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer. You might have done that in the past, but today you're not really where you want to be with God, and you're ready to make a new decision, a fresh decision. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you want to make one of those two decisions right now, just slip up your hand right where you're at. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. Anybody else? Want to be sure if you died tonight, you go to heaven, or you want to get back on track. Put your hand down. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Everybody help them pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on a cross for my sins. God raised you from the dead. I'm a sinner, and I need a Savior, and I can't save myself. Dear Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Come live on the inside of me. Make me into a new person. Wherever you lead me, I'll follow. From this day, forevermore. Right now, I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is my Lord. Give the Lord praise. People, pray that prayer.